When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
So I was at the Marine Corps boot camp graduation over the weekend.
Obviously not as a graduate, unless Come you're on. Hiding something from us. But
yes, I'm actually 19 years old, Tammy. I'm the world's oldest, out-of-shape 19-year-old Marine. I would fear for the safety of this country if that was true. With all due respect to the wonderful men and women that graduated this weekend. No. I was there because of Honor Flight San Diego, specifically because of my twin heroes, Hero Gary, Hero Larry. I bring them up all the time. I was lucky enough years ago to be paired up with them as their guardian for Honor Flight San Diego, who have become some of my closest friends. I'm so fortunate to be able to say that.
And let's be honest, they didn't really need you as a guardian.
No.
They kind of batted you around like a cat toy.
Yeah.
They are just hysterical.
They are the best. And they're also heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make no mistake about that. Many times decorated heroes. Their story is amazing. Larry and Gary are identical twins. It's hilarious how they play on that.
Yes.
Gary lives in Vista. I see Gary all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Larry lives in Mississippi, and he was in town to watch his grandson graduate from the Marine Corps.
That's awesome.
And they invited me to go with them.
Oh.
What an honor.
Yeah.
Of course I went.
We're at Marine Corps Base San Diego boot camp because my brother's grandson is graduating from boot camp, which makes the 9th Marine in the family.
Well, that was my next question. You spoiled my interview. You're taking my job over.
That's because I'm better at it than you are.
Yes, you are. I can't imagine how proud Larry must be watching his grandson graduate, becoming the 9th Marine total in your family. How are you feeling about all this?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, 9 Marines in the family, most people... maybe 1 or 2, but 9? Yeah, that's and they all go in saying they want to be just like us.
Oh, that's great. I would talk to your brother over there, because I always talk to you.
That's because I'm handsome.
Yeah, well, and that's because you live about 20 minutes from me as opposed to 20,000 miles from me. But Larry's flirting over there, as usual.
Of course.
You guys look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're dressed in your
dress blues.
You look very handsome, and it was an honor walking in here with you. I know we like to bust each other's chops.
Oh, yeah.
But it was an honor walking in here with you, too, and watching the respect that all the young Marines showed you, and more importantly, all the respect that you guys showed the young Marines. I guarantee you, just seeing when you said to them, thank you for your service in your dress blues and all your medals, I saw it in their face how much that meant to them when you said that to them. So you should know that.
Well, you know, we're family.
I do know. I can tell that.
It's a big family. So you may not ever know their names, but they're Marines and their family.
I would never take those dress blues off. I would wear them everywhere.
Yeah.
Costco, mowing the lawn. Hey, Larry, I've been interviewing your brother for like the last 20 minutes. You got anything to say? Your grandson's about to graduate.
Oh, I'm happy he's graduating. It's too bad he has to look at my brother, who's so damn ugly.
And there we go. Hero Gary, Hero Larry. I'm at my first Marine Corps boot camp graduation. What an honor to be here. It really says it all.
Yeah, it does. Wow, what an experience for you, John. That's amazing.
I'm having lunch with the two guys tomorrow.
Nice. Dude,
I want to meet your lovely lady and Roger the puppy.
Aw.
By the way, Tammy, if those two had the chance, they wouldn't even blink. They would join the Marines again, right? They would do it again right now at 79 years old.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.